So wait, it's season 5, episode 2, right? As Told by Tay, a podcast. Y'all enjoy. So your girl been gone for mad long. Like, I looked and I was like, oh, when's the last time I did an episode, recorded a podcast? Like, May 1st? Like, bitch, what? All right, y'all. It's August. It's Leo season. And my spirit feels good. Physically, I'm getting better, looking the best that I can look. Getting this grown woman weight toned up and looking nice and all of that. I'm just in preparation for a lot of change, if you will. I am in awe of the blessings that God has bestowed upon me. So I'm very thankful, very, very grateful. However, I would like for God to just go ahead and start the rapture. The world is worlding, life is lifing, and I'm just not sure that I'm going to be able to maintain moving forward. And I'll tell you why, okay? So 2020, you know, COVID, well, I'll say 2019 because it was here in 2019, probably before that, but for sure 2019. 2020, March of 2020, life changed for the entire world. Let's say that. So, you know, everything was shut down and we had the quarantine. Really nothing was open except grocery stores and gas stations types of things. Schools were closed. You know, we had kids at home. We had to work from home. It was just a lot going on. And when it first happened, I was fine. I'm very much a homebody. But then I started to realize as time went on, like, bitch, you're spending almost more money than you're making because you're just on Amazon. You're ordering DoorDash and Grubhub and Uber Eats, and you're making many, many trips to Target drive up. It was just a lot going on, okay? And that's just over the last 2 years or so. It's about to be going into 3 years, and we've had different variants of COVID. Or people like to just call it that girl, and I don't like to call it that because I'm that girl, and I don't disturb people's life like that. I can, but I have not, and I don't. But now we got monkeypox. I'm having trouble with monkeypox, and I mean, if we're all being honest, it's gonna be a lot more troubling than COVID because it physically changes things for you. Okay. And you can really get it, like, it's very, very contagious, and you can get it from anything. A handshake, touching money, touching a countertop that someone else touched, kissing, sex, like, all of those things. And it's just, like, almost if you breathe the same air that somebody that has monkeypox does, you could get infected. And so, I'm having a hard time with that because this summer, I've really been focusing on goals that I have. Business-wise, personally, you know what I'm saying? Self-care-wise, self-love-wise, therapy, all of those different things. And it's like, I'm going to have to stay in the house. So I'm saying to the worldwide and to y'all stupid-ass President Biden and his homegirl, Khadijah, whatever you want to call her, just shut the shit down. Start the unemployment back up. Send the funds, because I didn't really get to go outside. I haven't been outside, and it had nothing to do with these certain, well, I had a lot to do with, you know, with the girl Cove, but yeah, I ain't got to go outside and act a fool. So I'm a summer baby, and now that it's Leo season, y'all don't forget August 21st, but now that it's Leo season, I feel like now I can't go outside. And that's troubling for me. So the only thing that could make me feel a little bit better, and I mean a little tiny mustard seed better, is money. Send the funds. Send the funds. So here it is, August 23rd, 2022. And my last podcast episode was in May 1st, to be exact. And it's just been a whirlwind of months, emotions, events, good cries, bad cries, just a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? My 39th birthday recently passed. So that's a good thing. I had an amazing, an incredible, a fantastic and refreshing, just a fun birthday weekend. And then the weekend before that was a really fun weekend too. So I am just excited that I got to do a little bit of ratchet, a little bit of smooth, a little bit of love, a little bit of R&B. This summer, I got it. I didn't shake my ass as much as I might have wanted to this summer, but I did get it done a little bit. So I feel confident that I'll have a really, really successful, productive fall, a hot girl autumn, something like that. But I feel good hopping back on recording a podcast episode. I don't have too much to talk about. My grandson is growing, seems like looks different and growing literally every day. I don't remember this with my own kids, but it is what it is. I'm enjoying the time. Even though my daughter is a young mother, I really, really wanted a son, like always wanted a son. And so I have one in my grandson, and I didn't even have to do anything, you know what I'm saying, to get him. And so he's everything to me. We're best friends. So there's that. I look forward to just spending the next, I guess the last few months of 2022, just really growing, really healing, enjoying myself, enjoying life, intentionally being happy, and just being grateful for all of the blessings that God has bestowed upon me, upon my people, my circle, my loved ones. Back in May, probably a little while after my last episode, I lost my grandfather. And that was very, very devastating to me. Like, I was, still am actually, very, very hurt by that. And I think I talked about this before, but I'm a very selfish person when it comes to those who I love and care about, because I have had such incredible people in my life. And I really, really, truly thank God for the gems that they've provided and the hold that they had on me and the influence and the encouragement, the motivation behind all of their, just, you know, my entire upbringing. So I've lost a few people that have been near and dear to me, but never two so important back to back. So 2020 and then this year, I was extremely surprised that my grandfather didn't pass very shortly after my grandmother. But everything happens for a reason. We all know that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So I didn't take it to heart. It wasn't a personal attack on me and how I feel and what I'm going through and what I might have needed. It was just their time to go. Like, it will be mine at some point. And I imagine that my kids, my grandson, any other grandchildren that I might have in this lifetime will feel the same way. You know, hopefully I can talk them through having a better relationship with death than I do. But there's that. What else? I've been watching a lot of TV, some old stuff like Jamie Foxx and Martin, of course. If you know anything about me, I love Martin. but just watching, like, I am absolutely obsessed with Rap Shit, which is a show produced, written, created, I guess, by Issa Rae on HBO Max. And then there was a show on there as well that I watched last year called Sweet Life, which came back for season 2, and that's a really good show. So if you need anything, you know, really quick to watch, watch those. I just went back, I guess, caught up and finished P-Valley. I'm not the happiest about the ending. I hope it gets renewed for season 3, but I hope it comes back in less than a 2-year time frame. I'm not a big Raising Kanan fan. I think I watched maybe an episode and a half of it, and I just was not, I wasn't, it was uninteresting to me. I'm excited and waiting for BMF to come back. It seems like in the fall, a lot of really good TV is on or comes on, premieres, whatever, what have you. Because we're in the house, it's getting cooler outside. I'm excited to go to Pumpkin Patch this year. I'll probably try to get a couple of more zoo trips in, but that's neither here nor there. That's just a little bit of update about what I've been doing. It's not the entirety of this podcast episode, so stay tuned. Just wanted to give you a little bit of update. We're going to take a little break, and I'll be back to talk to you about the topic at hand. Got an email, it's probably been a few months ago by now. I read the email several times. I really mulled over, as my grandmother would say, a response. It was in reference to open marriage. So I won't read the email in its entirety. I've responded to them already several weeks ago, but I thought it was a really good topic to discuss. So the gist of his email basically just said, hey, I'm in my marriage, going on 3 years in. My wife's amazing, blah, 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 blah. Shit's just getting kind of boring. Monotonous, if you will. And so his request, or his, you know, email advice of from me would be how he could present it to his wife so she would be cool, she'd be up for an open marriage. More so, he said, sexually. He doesn't want to create any emotional, like, attachments. He doesn't want to have too much discussion, conversation, or anything with the other women. And, you know, just how can he make it enticing, beneficial to his wife? And so here's the thing. He also included in his email that his wife could not be in an open marriage. So he would be in one, a part of one, but she would just have to still be a quote-unquote traditional wife. So when I read the email, I, of course, was like, fuck you. Boy, fuck you. Okay? That was my initial reaction because, one, I've never been married, and I think I've talked several times on the podcast with friends, with family, all kinds of people, that I'm terrified to get married. Not that I haven't seen successful marriages, not that I have not been around people that are truly in love, truly care about each other, truly respect each other, all of those things. But it's terrifying because I could have 2 to 3 married men in my DM weekly. Offering up all kinds of things, telling me all the stuff they'll do to me and all the things they can do for me and all of that. And my first thought is like, where's your wife? Like, does she know that you're doing this? I'd be damned if I find out my husband is. Shit, I'd be damned if my man is in some woman's DM and we're in a committed relationship, we have an understanding that it's just you and I. You and I are locked in. So what are you doing in DMs? Now, don't get me wrong. I know as a woman, as a man, we're not blind. So if you're on social media and you come across a woman's picture or something on a woman's story or vice versa, you know, as a woman, you see a man and his, you know, he looks attractive and you like it, you heart it, you say, oh, you look good, you know, like whatever the case may be, that's where it should stop, in my opinion, or it shouldn't have started in the first place because you don't have any self-control. You're married, sir. And for you to selfishly say, I want to be in an open marriage because I want to fuck other females, but my wife absolutely cannot fuck other men. He has not written back yet, emailed back, if you will, but I asked him, I said, well, if she can't sleep with men, can she sleep with women? Because, like, a lot of these men that come up with these crazy-ass ideas and antics to force women to participate in, because I'm like, what if you went to her and you was like straight up like, babe, look, you know what I'm saying? This is on my mind and my heart. And, you know, I really want an open marriage. Can we try for a year? Whatever the case may be. I don't know what would be beneficial or enticing to this man's wife. I didn't even give him any ideas. I told him that he was selfish, basically. And yeah, and I kind of went off on him very eloquently. Let's say that. But I did ask him several questions just pertaining to, like, if the shoe was on the other foot and his wife comes to him and says, hey, I want to open marriage. I've seen 2-3 dudes at the gym I want to fuck. I want to get folded by. I want to be bent up like a pretzel, whatever. But she came to you and said that, would it be disrespectful? Would you be like, oh, okay, yeah, because I've been thinking about sleeping with other women. Like, how would the conversation even go? Like, it's just, for me, it's weird. He knows his wife better than I do, though. Hopefully. But it just was, it prompted a very good conversation because I just was like, I hear men all the time, and I've been in relationships where men are like, oh, yeah, I want to have a threesome. Okay, me, you, and then one other dude. Like, it don't have to be both of y'all entering me. Like, he can watch and record it. Me and you can get it on, or vice versa. Like, whatever needs to happen. But that's a fantasy of mine. So, can we do that? Like, y'all don't want to participate in that. But what you're asking can't possibly be too bad. Like, you want me to invite in. And y'all expect for, like, your woman, whoever you're in a relationship with or a marriage with, if she does accept and give you a threesome, if you will, y'all expect for the women to really get at it, like, you know what I'm saying, with each other, not knowing, like, a lot of women are like, no, I'm not interested in women, i.e. me. So it's like, I'm really into dicks, sir, like, really into that, like, is a part of my life's work to be into it. That's how into it I am. So when you're offering up threesomes or offering up the idea, just keep that in mind. Y'all want to keep saying y'all nasty, y'all freaky, but y'all don't want to add another man in there. It's not a train. I'm not saying he got to do anything. He could touch me. He could pour hot candle wax, whatever the case may be. So there doesn't have to be any penetration, but y'all need to think about these things before y'all asking for stuff such as open marriages and threesomes and can I have a side bitch and can I make babies with her and since you can't make babies. Like, please, please, please think before you speak. And like I said, if I told him in the email, if your wife finds these things attractive and enticing and that you can make it worth her while, hey, more power to y'all. That's your marriage. I don't have anything to do with it. But what you did ask me is how to make it enticing and beneficial to her. And those things that I just named off is what I suggested to this man, because it could never be me. I'm not interested in that, like, at all. So what do you guys feel about that? Like, y'all into open marriages? It seems to be something that's very trendy.
I have had a guy tell me that it's not necessarily trendy, but if it's discussed properly and there are boundaries set and, you know, all of that, then it can go over well. And I'm just like, I don't see it. I don't want to possess anyone, but what's mine is mine. Like, if you don't want me sharing, you can't share. That's how I look at it. But yeah, I've been for the last few months wanting to talk about that because I see it a little bit of everywhere. Like, on both sides of the hill, men, women, or indifferent, it's really weird. But yeah, that's a topic that I want to discuss. So I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. So if you want to email me your thoughts, what you feel about it, like, would you be interested in an open marriage if you were married? Would you be interested in threesomes? Like, how would you go about, if you were to advise this man on how he could go about talking to his wife and advising her on how beneficial an open marriage would be for their marriage, their relationship, their commitment, how would you go about telling that? Because I'm very curious to know. I didn't really have any words except, boy, fuck you, for a while. And then I really just was like, okay, he's asking me, so let me say something. Let me tell him something. And I tell y'all all the time, like, I have advice. I have opinions. I have, you know, all of that. But I've never been married. So I'm just telling you based off of my current situations, my last relationships, you know what I'm saying? How I would view somebody, my man, coming to me, my husband, whatever, come to me asking me that. So all I can advise you, because I've never been married, and these types of topics make me very scared to get married. Just FYI. So, I really, 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 really want to get back to dating. I have been celibate since November of 2021. Ain't y'all proud of me? Baby, it ain't been no easy feat, but I just been staying to myself, taking money, taking trips, taking advice, and, you know, healing, if you will. Been sticking to my therapy. I always try to get like more than one session in a month. Because nothing's wrong with me, but I do like to talk and I do like to share and discuss and really try to figure out, you know what I'm saying, those deep, dark things that are preventing me from giving myself to any man 100%. So yeah, therapy's been therapeutic. And so I've been loving and taking that in and really getting a lot of insight about like my traumas and things that trigger me and what to do about them, how to cope and all of that. So it's been very, very beneficial for me in that way. If you're thinking about therapy, counseling, any of those types of things, please do it. And date your therapist. So find a really good therapist. Like, I reached out to probably like 4 different therapists. Two of them responded. So I have been seeing 2 therapists for maybe the last like 2 months. And it's been different because they're literally 2 different. They're both women. They're 2 different women, and their perspectives and the coping mechanisms that they offer have literally been like spot on for me, but also like totally different, polar opposites. And so it's just been like really, really fun getting to know myself. And so now I'm being very, very critical of the men that I give my energy, my time, all of that to. Ain't nobody getting my body at this point, but it's good to kind of sort through, you know what I'm saying, what I really like, what I want to put up with, what I don't. And at the end of the day, it feels good to know that it is my decision and my choice about who I allow, if I want to allow five at a time. I'm not, and I think I told you guys this, like, I'm a relationship person. Like, I know that one day I'll definitely get married, because I just don't know when that'll be, because the men of my time, 70s, 80s, even shit, 90s, these men, I don't know where y'all came from. I really, really have no idea. I was asked very recently, like, if I prefer to date younger men. I don't know necessarily if I prefer it, but younger men are attracted to me much quicker. They have a confidence about them that says, she look mean as fuck, very intimidating, but I'ma still speak to her. I'ma see if I can make her laugh. I'ma see if I can pique her interest and see what she into, and then get in that way. That's how shit be going on. That's how shit be happening. So I have not been approached by many older men until very, very recently. And I can't say I'm impressed just yet. I really, really can't. So y'all pray for me, because soon enough I'll be getting out there and really actually going on dates again. And then I can report back to you guys kind of like how it's going, what I'm experiencing, how much money I made. No, I'm just playing. But that's what I'm looking forward to doing in this last quarter of the year, if you will, is just really jumping back into me and just having fun. I cut all my hair off, y'all. I forgot to mention that when I told y'all that my birthday just passed. Less than a week ago, I cut my hair off, all off. Like, I have like maybe an inch and a half of hair on my head. And if you know me in person, you know that my hair was really long, like middle of my back long, for a while, couple of years. And I've had short hair before, but I did cut it all off. And I just feel so free and so happy and so sexy and confident and like all of the things. And so, like I tell my best friend all the time, that Tay Marie is back. I feel like she needed to come back. Whatever is in short hair, short blonde hair, by the way. Blonde bombshell, that's all I know. Whatever's in it, whatever's in that water, whatever in that activator, that developer, baby, like, she here. So if whatever man get a hold of me, it's about to be a ride, baby. That's all I gotta say. About to be a ride. But until next time, I just wanted to have a short little sweet little cute little episode to just kind of welcome me back into this thing. But yeah, I'll be updating you guys on what I decide to do, when I decide to do it as far as dating goes. I'm gonna really, really try my best not to date more than one guy at a time. But it looks fun. So yeah, I don't know my final decision on that just yet, but we'll see. Other than that, you guys have an amazing, amazing night. And until next time, talk to you soon. Thank you so, so, so much for listening, tuning in, offering up any advice whenever I ask, because I really, really appreciate it. But I thank you guys for listening and hope you'll continue to listen. If you need to go back and listen to any prior episodes, any other seasons, please do. I would love it. Share it with people. Have other people listening to it. Your kids, your mom, your dad. I mean, I cuss a lot and probably talk about, no, I don't talk about too much vulgar stuff. Maybe I have. Anyway, have everybody you know listening. Thank you.